this week's episode of the Get It Off Your Chest podcast. Whoop whoop.
Hello, hello.
We're back.
And we're back. Week. And we're back. Sorry. A little bit chance rapper there. Go on.
This week we have a guest. It's very exciting. Yes. For you're going to love her. So this week we have Joey Dallin. So she's a curve model, body positivity.
Businesswoman. Social media extravaganza.
Influencer. Model mother. So yeah, can't wait to get involved.
Right, girls, let's just get into it then.
Let's go. So, shall we start from the very beginning, Joey? Talk us through your journey.
Oh, wow.
Tell us a bit about yourself.
This always makes me so awkward because I'm like, I hate talking about myself, even though it's part of my job and I do it nearly every day. Are we talking career-wise? We're talking career-wise, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll start with the career journey.
So I studied a fashion degree, fashion marketing. Well, it's fashion promotion in specific. Always envisioned myself being like this boss lady in a suit around a boardroom telling like people what to do. Graduated, got to the corporate world and got a massive slap in the face. I was like, wow, I don't belong here. Wow. So I worked 2 post-grad roles at... One at a fast fashion, very big fast fashion brand in e-commerce. So I was an e-commerce assistant. And then from there, I went to a kind of sport fashion retailer and worked in SEO and blogger outreach. Hated the corporate world and then kind of left a really nice salary and went to my mum's and was like, so I've given up my job. She's like, what? Okay, what's happening now? I was like, I can't do it, Mom. I can't go into the same place and see the same people every day who are talking about the same thing and who hate the week and can't wait till Friday because they actually hate the job and hate their life. I can't do it. It's not for me. Sorry.
Yeah, love it.
And she was like, right, so what's your plan? I was like, yeah, that's the thing. I don't really have one. So I kind of put my hand to makeup madly. It was like therapy for me. It's how I got through the fact that I was having a midlife crisis at 22, 23.
We've all been there.
Oh my God, I know. Life hits you fast. Life is hitting me fast right now. This is like the 4th time this has happened to me. I'm like, when does it stop? When does this stop?
I don't think it ever stops, you know.
No, it comes in waves. It definitely comes in waves. So I was a makeup artist then for like 3 years. And then I got into influencing, just started taking my Instagram seriously, started putting up. I knew, yeah, that there was a niche because streetwear is very in fashion now. Everyone's wearing tracksuits, trainers, streetwear's big. But I've always been a tomboy. You will catch me in trainers over heels. If I have to go somewhere and heels are necessary, you won't catch me there. I'm lying. Sometimes I wear them, but no. I would try and go in trainers if I can. And I knew there was a niche in the plus community for like a girl that wore streetwear and was like a tomboy because there was no one. So I was like, do you know what? Let me just put my outfits on Instagram and just see how it goes. And then obviously when you're fat or plus size and you kind of live your life like everyone else, everyone thinks you're like mad confident and like a unicorn. So then I kind of fell into the body positivity lane, which don't get me wrong. I say I fell into it, like being open on social media about my body and about my journey with my body and about being plus size actually did help me accept my body too. So it was definitely meant to be. And then from that, got signed as a model and then we're here now and I'm doing so many things that my brain's got 64 tabs open at all times and some things I can't even talk about because they're in the pipeline, but it's great.
It's exciting though. That's like,
yeah, it's great.
Like you've achieved a lot and you've tried different like things as well to say, like you started in the corporate environment, like you've gone through
I'm scared to try something new and I'm never scared to be like, no, this is not for me, because I would rather find what is for me than be unhappy. Like life's too short to be unhappy.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And plus everything happens for a reason as well.
Well, exactly. And every single thing yeah, everything comes together and you do realize that you're like, whoa, that had to happen to this would happen. Oh my God, I met that. But it's crazy how life works. Sometimes when you're going through it though and you're having a breakdown, you're like, why is this happening? I keep reminding myself, just wait for like a year and you'll know the answer why it's happening.
100%. It's like Brit, previous to the job she has now, you hated it and you just quit with like no other backup. You were like, I just have to get out of it.
I felt it for a while, then had a review and I was like, oh, I could feel myself like starting to cry. And I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. Handed my notice in that evening. I thought, I didn't even have a plan either, Joey, so I feel you there. But I just felt so much better for it.
100%. Like, I felt relief. I felt a little bit anxious, obviously. And I felt a lot of guilt because I was the only one in my family to attain a degree and I was going to be like this golden child who really did well. So I felt a lot of guilt, but I was like, nah, can't do it, mate. Not
I feel
me.
Like the world we live in today, though, you don't even need a degree.
No.
Do you?
So absolutely one of the things I work on now, I talk in schools and that's one of the questions I get asked, obviously, because I'm speaking in an educational institution. A lot of students or teachers will say, you know, would you recommend going to university or do you think you need a degree in this day and age? And I say, no, you need passion over a degree. That's what you need. Because if you're passionate about something, you can make it happen or you can excel in a field that already exists. That's just the way it is.
So would you say that, obviously, your experience in SEO and like e-commerce, would you say that helped you with your Instagram? Because obviously...
100%. And that's another thing I say in school. I'm like, however, my degree right now, the things I learned, I am implementing them. And like the business side of my job, like a lot of stuff that I picked up in uni and in the corporate world, I definitely have brought into my life now. But I'm still a believer that I would have acquired them skills and that knowledge how I needed to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like interning really, isn't it? Like you learn stuff along the way. So if you was an influencer before, you'd have still learned it.
You have to learn it as you're doing it. Like even having management, the conversations I had with management, because I had management for like a year, you learn a lot there. Like you always learn wherever your journey takes you, you'll learn what you need to learn. Oh, that's a quote.
That's the podcast title.
That is
wherever your journey takes you, you'll learn what you're doing. Oh my God. Oh. I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, baby.
That's so good.
Well, obviously, to like us from the outside looking in, social media and influencing seems very like an alien world. Like, I know, like, even trying to grow like my photography page. I don't even know, like, when people are like, oh my God, it's prime time to post and it's prime time, like, I just don't get it. I don't, like, sometimes I post really well and I'll be like, I didn't expect that. And it's just like, how do you navigate that? Does that kind of, like, say if a post doesn't do as well as you'd hoped it would, does that kind of affect, like, your outlook on yourself or?
I'm not going to, well, it doesn't affect my outlook on myself, but it deflates me because there's kind of, it's not authentic and organic anymore. Like I could post the same piece of like two things that are the same at the same time on the same day and they'll get completely different reactions because of how the algorithm filters it. And it's just now I'm like, there's no answers. There's no logic. You literally are just out here trying to do what you want to do and hope that the algorithm works in your favor. Don't get me wrong, I do know, like, because the algorithm for me is predominantly built on body positivity, my posts where I show more skin, the algorithm favors those, and so they will get, a lot more people will see them, whereas stuff like my outfits or other stuff that I post won't do as well. But then I say that and I'll post like an outfit and that'll do really well. So majority of the time you can kind of suss it out, but there's no answers anymore. But it doesn't affect me personally and how I see myself, but it does affect me in a way, you know, like if you're really passionate about something at work and then you present it to the team and everyone's like, so what we do next? You're a bit like, hang on. Like, it's a bit like that. Like, I see it as work and I'm like, that piece of content just deserves more than that got.
Yeah, because especially like, obviously where I work, I meet a lot of kind of models and influencers. And from the outside, you think, oh, they just take photos. But like the amount of planning and work that goes into like Instagram and like maintaining like your post, make sure you're posting every day, getting different outfits. Like, it's a lot of work. Like, I was like, I just don't know how you can
Yeah, and that's when it does become deflating, when you're putting a lot of work in. Whereas now I'm at a place where I'm like, do you know what? I was posting at least 5 days a week, but now I'll just take days off. And for a couple of weeks, I might only post 2-3 times a week. But then for another couple of weeks, I will post 5-6 times a week, because I don't want to lose the love and the joy for what I do because an algorithm is just messing with my platform. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to make sure that every piece of content I put out, I really, really love. And I don't mind if I'm not as active.
What's the crack with the algorithm? Why are they trying to you'd think the people that actually like make money on their platform, why would they piss them off?
No, because we make money, but they want to make money from us. It's all about monetary gain. So for example, I've never sponsored a post because I know it's a trap, because I have worked in SEO and I understand AI to a certain degree. And it's like giving a mouse a piece of cheese. If you sponsor a post, Instagram's going to know that you've kind of got that need for validation and that need for more people to see your post. So they're going to play into that. It's dark. It's seedy. So if you've sponsored a post, that post will do dead well. Then your next post that you haven't sponsored will do awful, because they want you to think that you need to sponsor your post for them to be seen, which is kind of true. Instagram just want their piece of the monetary pie. That's why you see ads everywhere, because that's how they're making their money.
So mad.
So like you mentioned, obviously you've learned to like take days off. Obviously I feel like we all work like Monday to Friday, 9 till 5. Do you find that, I feel like with social media you never like stop working?
There's no offset. I have in the last 6 to 8 months kind of started to try to be a grown-up and be like, right, okay, your working hours are 10 till 6. Don't get me wrong, if I'm feeling creative in the evening, I want to create some content for joy, because I still love that part of content creation. Sometimes it's fun to me still, which I'm very happy about. When I've got loads of strict briefs, that's not fun. But when I can just create for myself, that's fun. But I do try and work like 10 till 6 and then switch off in the evenings. But because I am a creative, and sometimes my best ideas come to me at night, so I will do a bit of work at night, but I just try and make sure that it's a healthy balance that I am having off time. So if I'm working in the evening, the next morning I won't start till 12 or 1, because off time and rest is so important. I don't even create good content when I'm on all the time, because I'm forcing it almost.
I think that's the thing with being a creative, like if you're just trying to do stuff all the time, your mind's not going to have it. Like you need to give your brain time to relax.
Annie, do you find that you can get like a creative fog?
Yeah.
Or just uninspired, like you're just uninspired.
Especially like obviously with trying to grow like my photography page, if I see like other creators like putting content out there, I'm like, oh, I've got to keep up. I've got to constantly be like pushing stuff out just to kind of keep that momentum on my page and keep people like interested and up the following, and think like especially to like grow it and get that reach. Yeah. And like even at night I'll be like on Instagram or on Pinterest like looking for ideas and things like that, but some like I'll end up having like a burnout, and then I'll have a complete mental breakdown, and then I'll just restart again.
You just gotta come away from it sometimes, which I find very hard being an influencer, because my product is me, so it's hard to step away from myself. Do you know what I mean? But you have to be strict with it and just be like, no, you need, sometimes I'm like, you need to live in the real world now. Like, yes, Instagram is definitely a part of my life. It's a facet of who I am. But sometimes I can be way too focused on that. Whereas really, I just need to like be in the real world for a little bit. I feel like that's where I find my inspiration.
Yeah. I feel that's what people like love about you and your Instagram, is that you're very like transparent. Like if you're having a shit day, you'd be like, I'm just not feeling myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of influencers, you know, always show the perfect side, and it's very easy to think they have the best life and they're doing all this. But I think transparency is quite important, and I feel like
that in itself creates pressure for the person, because you're feeding into something that might not necessarily be true, and then you feel a pressure to attain or to live up to that. And it's like, I'm still a human being, I've just got a platform online. Yes, it comes with great things, but I also have all this other shit. I'm not going to pretend this shit doesn't happen, because it does. You know what I mean? I'm definitely not as transparent as I used to be since my numbers grew. And a lot of my life is talking about my life. A lot of my job is talking about my life. I think my life became a bit sacred to me. Plus, in the last in the last year and a half, I've gone through so much personally that the internet doesn't even know about, because I feel like I used to be very open, but I think that can be a little bit toxic, because then I'm looking for validation or looking for someone to help me feel better when I need to process first. I'll always talk to my followers about everything, but I think it's become important to me now to like process and heal properly as much as I can before going to the internet with stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like setting yourself boundaries, isn't it? And like for your followers to know, like, I'll open up when I want to, but you don't need to know every detail.
Yeah, and I'm still transparent, but you know, you don't need to know the ins and outs of my whole life.
They don't need to know everything, do they? Like, even like me, I sometimes don't tell my friends everything, so it must be hard for you. Like, you don't have to tell the world and all of your thousands of followers everything.
Yeah, but I think because the community I belong to is quite transparent anyway, always in comparison to like influencers that aren't transparent about the fact that like they edit their bodies and pictures, we look transparent even, and sometimes we're like, we're not being transparent, but we are actually being very transparent in comparison to the bigger, you know, the bigger picture of social media.
God, it feels like, especially Instagram as well, I feel like in the past 5 years, I've noticed a massive change of like, you go on pictures and it's like, press to buy. And it's like, what? Like, it's turning into like this new
shopping channel.
Whereas I feel like I used to like post my lunch when I was like 16.
Like, sometimes I just want to post a picture of a sunset because I like it. But I know it's not going to go with the aesthetic of my page. The algorithm is not going to favor it. What's the point? Do you know what I mean? And it's not shoppable. You can't shop a sunset. It's got no monetary value.
It's so mad that that's how your brain works, though. Like, you're thinking, oh, it has no value, and you're thinking about the algorithm all the time. Like, it's literally, it's your whole life, isn't it? Like, even just looking at a sunset, that's what you think. It's mad.
I have a very strong business acumen anyway, though. Like, I am a businesswoman. That's why I went into the corporate world, because as much as I'm a creative and I'm all holistic and wholesome, I'm very, very focused on healing and mental health. My business acumen is tip top. So I am always, everything, I'm like, right, okay, how could that be a business idea? How could that be a business idea? Okay, I'm always like that.
Definitely. Speaking of old school Instagram, what was our favourite filter back in the day? Bit of Valencia for me.
Valencia, every time.
Yo, I don't even know. I can't remember. I am that in, wait, there was one that was a bit sepia-y.
Was it like Valencia? Paris or Melbourne?
I don't know. All I know is I was Valencia through.
Valencia through and through. It's a little bit yellowing.
Ring a bell. Yeah, maybe that was the one.
Gave you a little bit of a tan. Made the teeth a bit white.
A nice full-on face tune.
When I just about had one eyebrow, I plucked them all to death.
And I remember you when you looked like that.
Oh, OG. I can't.
Those were the days.
I was such an idiot. I remember it was for our prom. Everyone used to say I had really bushy eyebrows. I remember going to, it was like, yeah, I'm getting my eyebrows done for prom. I was like, yeah, sweet. And I thought, oh my God, I can't turn up to the eyebrow woman with bushy eyebrows. So I plucked my eyebrows before I went to the woman. So they were already bad, and then she literally took them like back, and they were literally started here. Like, I'm so, and then I remember my mum sat me down at Christmas, like, you've got 2 weeks off. I think you should start growing them out again.
Well, you've done very well to get them back.
Yeah, you've got cracking set.
I don't know how I did get them back, because I think
you've got cracking set.
Cracking set of eyebrows. I've always had the thin ones, and I've always looked at you and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I've done well because mine were butchered as well, but I definitely want to get some castor oil on them.
Does that help?
Yeah. One girl went from literally nothing to a full bushy brow with castor oil.
Oh, watch me go down Holland and Barrett tomorrow and stock up, because I need it. Seriously.
Is it open? Holland Park's not open yet, number.
Yeah,
where is it?
It is.
I think it is. It's an essential,
essential for these.
You've thought that one through.
So has it always been, because obviously, like, when you left, like, the professional world and kind of went into modelling, when you started modelling, did you always want to be a model mother?
No. I didn't even, do you know what? I say I didn't want to be a model. I have actually always wanted to be a model. All my life, everyone was like, you're so photogenic, you're so photogenic. But I just never believed because I've always been bigger. I've always been plus size. I've always been tall. I was like, I don't fit the criteria. So that's never going to happen. And my ex, who I was with for a very, very long time, I was with him for 9.5 years. That was his thing. Like, he was a model. So I never thought, oh, this is something I could do. But in the back of my head, I secretly thought I could do that. Mm. And then the model mother thing, again, I think in the back of my head, yeah, I have always thought, because there was a few times, because the guy I'm working with, Michael, who owns Brother, there have been a few times where I've thought, I really wish you would let me like scout and like see talent, because I know especially in the plus sector, I know what works, what doesn't work, and what's needed and what's missing. But then going into it, I'm like, oh my God, this industry is crazy. I know what's needed and what's missing and what works and what doesn't work, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the industry is going to be open to it. I think part of me did know that it's something I could do, but I never kind of thought, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going then? Are you still scouting?
Yeah, always. Always.
Love it.
And it's growing and expanding, and yeah, I can't talk too much on stuff just yet, but it's going great. Ooh, I mean, exciting. I've been doing it. I started in the beginning of a global pandemic, girls.
Yeah.
I started it in the beginning of a global pandemic. So the whole time I've been doing this, we've been in lockdown. And it's still going pretty well.
If you can do that, you can do anything.
Do you know what I mean? I've kind of been, there's been moments where I've been really deflated, thinking, oh my God, this isn't going as well as I thought it would. Why is this girl not getting booked? This girl's amazing. Why is she not getting booked? And then I'm like, Joey, it's a global pandemic. Everything is restricted. Everything is like, brands are playing it safe, booking similar, like, models they know or similar models, or, you know, when the world opens up and things get back to like full speed, I'm very excited to see what happens.
Oh, like in the next 5 years, what would be your like dream for like plus size industry and the modeling industry? Because we were on YouTube and it came up with Victoria's Secret runway show, and for me that just feels so like, when you see Fenty, like, look at what Rihanna's done, it just seems like, how is that ever,
seems so dated now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think I'm learning through this role, because I went into it and I was like, everyone is a model. No, everyone is not a nurse. Everyone is not a musician. Everyone is not a dentist. Everyone is not an aesthetician. Everyone is not a photographer. Not everyone can be a model. But that's not to say that every person shouldn't feel seen when they see models. That's the difference. So for me, I mean, we have broader representation now and things are more inclusive. But you can smell that it's inclusive because that's what's popping. Yep. It's inclusive because that's what's going to get people behind the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And you can smell when it's inclusive because it's genuinely organic to the core of the brand or the business. So for me, I just want to see where everything is authentic and organic to the core of the business.
And not because it's on trend for them to do that.
Yeah, or it's got monetary value. Because then people will get behind the brand. Mm-hmm. Because that's short-lived. Because when you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you only have to slip up one time and you're cancelled. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Because people can see it. People can see it. So I just want to get to a space where people genuinely, brands and businesses are genuinely just open to representing the world in all facets. But it to be done in an authentic way where you can just feel that everyone is kind of seen, represented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important. That's where
I would love for it to get to. And also, there's still so much of a beauty standard in the plus specific modeling industry that anything outside of that beauty standard is seen as trailblazing, but it's not. It's actually not trailblazing at all. Like, it's the bare minimum. So I want to get to a place where there isn't a beauty standard, or the beauty standard is broader. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I still feel like, especially for the plus size industry, they want like more plus size girls, but they're still kind of like but they need to look young. They need to look this like type of age, but they need to be plus. This is like from what I see from other brands.
That's what I mean. Like, it's so obvious that people are just doing it because they need to be plus, because it's on trend and that looks like we're accepting it, but they're not actually accepting it. They're just doing it because that's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. Mm. Or yeah, okay, we will show a bigger bodied girl, but she will be an 18-year-old. Mm. Hang on. I shop your brand. That's not relatable to me. Mm. So yeah, okay, I see you're being inclusive, but I still don't feel seen. I'm still not seen.
And also from like a consumer's perspective, like 18-year-olds don't have a disposable income to spend on brands like that. Do you know what I mean?
But I think, I mean, I don't have facts to back it up, but especially in fast fashion, that market of like 16 to 21, that is who they target the most, because
that's the main consumer.
It is the main consumer because they've got mummy and daddy's money, or they've got their own little part-time jobs, or they're students and they want fast fashion.
Mm-hmm. That loan's just dropped.
But that's why...
But then it's what? Like,
that student loan's just dropped.
Yeah.
Yes!
You'll see in high fashion... Don't get me wrong, in high fashion, there is still a lot of youth. You will see 16-year-old girls like shooting and walking for Mia Mia, but you will also see more grown women, especially plus. A lot of the main... kind of iconic girls that are working now in high fashion, they are more 25 plus.
Mm, definitely.
That's where the representation is. Yeah.
So mad.
Oh no.
I mean, obviously with social media, it comes with all the fun and games. I'm sure, you know, it has its pluses, but also I definitely feel like it has its setbacks, especially probably for someone that's got a following like yourself. So do you think that it creates almost like a standard for yourself? Like, I know you said that taking time off is important, but do you feel like, wait, I don't know what I was going with that. Bear with, I don't know where I'm going with that.
You were doing really well there.
You know,
I felt
when you
like something good was coming.
You know when you start a sentence and I'm like, bear with.
This is always where am Sophie, I going with this? Every episode she starts. Talking,
I know where I'm going.
I have to go to like wrap it up because you're just going and I don't know where you're going. Right, bear with, girls.
So Joey,
yeah,
this is my question.
Okay,
what would your top tips be to any young person struggling with body image and low self-esteem?
Or what would you tell yourself at that age if you could tell that girl now?
Yeah.
First and foremost, because obviously social media is such a big part of everyone's life, and I say this when I speak in schools, filter and build your social media feed so that you feel seen, you feel heard, and you feel worthy and valuable. Key. Second of all, focus on who you are, not what you are, because that's so important. I think everyone, this society and this world is so driven on aesthetic and physical appearance that we forget that what's inside matters. I said this on another podcast that I recorded. If I'm walking down the street and it's me and there's another girl that's like a size 8 that's conventionally attractive, you will think that I am the one with low self-esteem, that I am the one that's conscious of covering up, and that I am the one kind of that has less confidence. But actually, 9 times out of 10, when I've met most people that fall into conventionally attractive categories, their insecurities are so much louder than mine because they strive for that perfection so much more. So just know who you are on the inside, what you're about, and know that your life and what you're going to achieve and where you're going to be, like who you are holds way more weight than what you look like or what standard you do and don't fall into. I think that's so key. And then outside of that, like, spend time in the mirror, man. Get to know who you are physically. And the things that you don't like, if it's your eyebrows, if it's your nose, if it's your belly, if it's your legs, look at them because they're not going anywhere. Maybe they will. Maybe you will change them. But right now, this is what you are. So look at it. Accept it. Accept that you might not like it, but it's who you are. And just keep it moving. It's what you've got to do.
Keep it moving.
I'm not going to say every day I don't love all of my body. I don't. I'd be a fraud if I said that. Of course, I'm a human being. I have negative body image days. I have some days where one part of my body, I'll love it on Tuesday, I hate it on Wednesday. I'm a human. But the days that I don't like it are the days that I appreciate it more, because I'm like, why am I going to hate it? It's here. I can't change it. Do you know what I mean?
That is one thing, especially that I can't, it might even have been you that told me that anyway, but that I followed so many like more kind of like diverse like, influencers, because I was literally just following like your Kendall Jenner's, like the Kardashians, like just people like that were not me.
Exactly. Like, and you're always going to feel less than, always. You're setting yourself up to fail.
Yeah. And I always believed that like I was never meant to be a skinny bitch ever. Like I could lose all the weight in the world, but I'd still have my thick legs. Like,
yeah, of course.
And
Kylie Jenner was never meant to be a thick bitch, but because she's got money, she's a thick bitch. But that's what I mean. Social media is smoke and mirrors. Everyone is not what they are on there. So you have to get, you need an ounce of real. You need some essence of authenticity and realness on your feed, because it needs, you need grounding sometimes, because you can get lost in, oh my God, I haven't got a thigh gap that's the size of the like the London Bridge, or I haven't got hips that look like an actual hourglass because they've been sculpted by a surgeon. No one has offer that up.
Is what I mean. I feel like by following a much more kind of like diverse range of people, where like, you know, in the summer you see everyone in bikinis, you think, well, that bikini's not like that, but you follow someone who's got a similar body type to you,
yeah.
Or even like people that don't have a similar body type to you but are like a different, it just shows you that there's not one make of one person. And I felt like that really helped me kind of like be more accepted, like accepted in my own body.
Yeah, that's the first point I go to.
Much more.
Because the algorithm favors those that are on in the hierarchy of social media, kind of like your Jenners, your Kardashians, you know, your Molly Mays, as much as I absolutely really, really love Molly May. Oh my God, I love her so much, because she is real. I think she gets too much slack. She gets too much shit, but social media and algorithm favors them, because this is how deep and dark it is. It knows that those people feed into the insecurities of users, and those users then, by following them, people are going to buy diet products. They're going to buy fast fashion items very quickly that they're wearing because of trends. They're going to buy makeup products. They're going to, it feeds into all of them, the ads and the monetary gain that Instagram can get out of the app. You know what I mean? And that's why I think kids need to know that thing that came out on Netflix, the social experiment.
Yeah, dilemma thing, or was it? Yeah.
So important, because kids don't realize that Instagram is set up against you. It is. Mm-hmm. And I tell them that, like, you need to know that you're in control and you need to have control over that app. Otherwise, you're going to set up.
And how mad was it, like, on that program, all of the people talking are people that have worked in those companies? Or like there's people that were so high up in Facebook or whatever, and she wouldn't even let her own kids on Facebook because she knew how deep it was. It says it all.
Do you know what it was for me? The scariest part. So you know when it was the three men talking behind the screens,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, they're AI, so they are the algorithm. That's they were, the, and they were saying, oh, he's not active on his phone. Shoot him a notification from so-and-so. Oh, he hasn't felt this in this day. Shoot him a reminder of this. And I was like, that is a physical representation of what your phone is doing to you.
Mm-hmm. Make sure when you throw your like phone out the window. I'm just like, go away.
Go away.
Stay away. But it's so scary. I think it is manageable for us, but I feel like...
For young kids.
Like, people are like, on Instagram, like 10-year-olds, and I'm thinking, if this is what they're feeding into, they don't know that, like, this isn't real. Like...
Yeah.
I feel like we're probably at an age now, like I still look through Instagram sometimes and I'm like, I need to stop looking because I can start to feel myself getting drawn in and I'm like, whoa. But I feel
I can preach, but I'm saying it happens to me.
Yeah.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah. But I think it's just very scary because young, especially girls, just feeding into that and thinking, right, I need to do, you know, do this and do that to look like this. It's just not attainable. And it's like, it's sad in a way.
Yeah, it is. But there is a way to go against it by favouring communities that are authentic, favouring communities and people and platforms that do keep it real and that just do make you feel seen, they make you feel heard, they make you feel valued. Although the algorithm doesn't, you have to go looking for them because you're always going to see the Jenners and the Kardashians. It's the way it is.
Oh, God.
Spice it up a bit.
Spice it up. Let me throw some spice in.
Humble yourself.
Who inspires you the most? Like, is there a certain person that you look to and you're like, oh my God, yes. Like, you know, you need that boost. You go to their Instagram page, you know.
Or even in your personal life.
Or just in your personal life, or someone you've met, or like a singer, poet, I don't know.
I mean, in terms of, Teyana Taylor is it for me. She's it. She is it. Her essence, her, the way she carries herself, her drive. I've loved her since Sweet 16. When I saw she got a BMX and she was having a Sweet 16 at a skate park, I was like, who is this? I want to be friends with her. And funnily enough, she had this like multicoloured outfit made for that party on Sweet 16. And I was going to like under 18 discos at the time. And it was in trend to get these like Lycra suits made. Oh, I got a multicoloured suit made that looked like her. I did. She's always been it for me. And because she's androgynous, she's a tomboy, and she's just unapologetic with it, I always go to her. She is it for me. In terms of in the community, God, there's so many people in my community that are so great and inspire me and uplift me. And my mom, yeah. Strongest woman I've ever met in my whole entire life. Don't even know.
I loved your post where, like, were you wearing like one of your grandma's things or your mum's things?
Yeah, my grandma's scarf.
But I love that. Like, it's one of the things that you always kind of, when you look back at like your parents' picture, like, oh my God, I love what you're wearing. You kind of like don't even realize yourself going off their style.
My mum has always been an icon, and I've always been obsessed with, like, most of my memories of my mum, I'll remember like specific clothing she wore, or specific outfits, or a specific way she wore her hair. Like, she's just it, man. She's an icon. So definitely my mum and Teyana Taylor.
Yeah.
And then there's too many people in the community to mention, because it's every, my community is sick.
Question, you could say, go ahead, Brett.
I was going to say, question is, did you roll up to your underage 18 party on your BMX?
I didn't. I know.
You're fuming.
I'm disappointed. You've let Teyana down myself. There. I know. Listen, the outfit was iconic, though. I did my best with the outfit.
Well, I do have one bone to pick for you, Joey.
Go on.
Crocs. If you're not crocking, you're not
am
rocking.
Am I going to have to fall out with you as well? Listen, this is one thing that social media is doing badly, making people lose their mind, because everyone gets something and then everyone starts loving it. Do you know what I'm going to bring in? Heelys.
Yeah. Oh, no. Broke my arm on them.
Oh, but yeah, if the Kardashians wore them, we'd want them.
Yeah. I mean, the only time I really wanted Heelys is when you saw kids go around the airports.
No, it was in supermarkets, going around Tesco.
Supermarkets, yeah. I just bought rollerblades. I'm very much getting back into my rollerblading. I love rollerblading.
My mum will not let me touch them. I broke my arm on roller skates. So I broke her arm on Heelys.
Oh, honey.
All in all.
No, you know when you've got like a smooth glide going and I had a rock caught in my wheel? Went flying.
She had the mega wheels as well. So not even like the little one, like a big wheel.
What a sad time.
Let's just say they're on Amazon the next day. £50 for them, so.
Ooh. Well, at least it was a win.
Win's a win, yeah. But we used to do a bit of roller skating back in the day.
I mean, not even like a little fur-lined croc, Joey, just to like stroll around the house in.
If you see me with a croc on my foot, I've lost it. You've lost it.
You're retired.
The thing is, Joey, I've got so much respect for you, but if you're not crocking, you're not rocking.
Why would I wear a croc when there's so many other options to put stuff on my feet?
Comfort first, babe. Have you tried it?
Have you tried Yeezys? So comfortable. Have you tried UGG slippers? So comfortable. Crocs? Ooh, no, mate. It's a piece of plastic.
All I'm saying.
Piece of plastic.
Is the second Teyana Taylor sports a pair of Crocs, Joey's going to be on that.
I'm going to be very disappointed. I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, mate, you'll be wearing them and you'll have one of them little tats on your arms and fake tats. Will not,
unless my friends buy me them as a dare, because I'm a daredevil. That's any time you'll see them on my feet.
What's the biggest day you've ever done? Or can you not say? Is it a bit too much?
What's the biggest dare I've ever done? Been so many.
Put her on the spot here.
I rolled. So I don't know if you've ever been to Magaluf, the great place that is Magaluf. But Magaluf is like on a hill. Mm. And I rolled down the middle of the hill like this, like a roly-poly. Right down. Traffic, people walked in, I was there rolling.
Oh, the strip hill.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Grass Hill. There's no one there, but you're going down the strip on the night out.
Were you drunk? Times. Couple of shandies or
I mean, yeah, sober? I was intoxicated the whole time.
Yeah. Fair play.
Yeah. Fair enough. I was thinking a nice little grassy hill at a park, but
no.
I can imagine you've got a couple of grazes.
A couple of scars.
Probably. It was fun though. Yeah. I think I did stop like halfway down though. It started to roll like that way to the curb, and I was like, oh, game over, but at least I've done it.
Something off the bucket list.
Oh my god.
Oh, dearie me. Have you had any like first date disasters? Like last week we spoke about how to escape like a really bad date. Have you had any dates where you thought, Oh my god, get me out of here now.
Do you know what's mad? I've been in a relationship since I was 14. I've never been on a date.
No.
Yeah. So
you're not really missing out. Don't worry.
Trust me.
And I became single like pretty much through a pandemic. That's been my single experience. So yeah, it's been great.
What have you learnt the most in lockdown? What's the one thing you'll take away from it and just be like,
oh my god,
we've all had a lot of time to process things that we didn't want to process and think of things that we probably shouldn't have had the time to think about, but I think it's been the best thing. But what's the one thing that you thought, I'll take this with me?
That's so...
Well, she started a fucking business for a start.
Yeah.
I think being open, just being open to what is like, what comes into your life. Like your plan is not always actually going to be your plan. Mm-hmm. And you just got to flow with it. And if something's being presented to you or something's like turning up in your life, it's meant to be there. So just go with it and explore it.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But at least you tried.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, there's going to be a lesson in there or something.
Absolutely.
There's no age limit on life.
No.
Well, it kind of is near the end, but I'm talking like career-wise, there's no age limit.
I mean, yeah, we're all going to die, unfortunately. That does happen, but...
Oopsie-daisy.
So what have been your like, go-to self-care, like... You know, have you enjoyed going for a nice bubble bath? Or
oh my God. Yeah, I love a bath. I am a bath person, as you'll see from my Instagram. Like, if I'm stressed, if I need to get my head together, if I just need me time, you'll catch me in a tub, which I'm gutted this flat doesn't actually have a tub. So that's very sad. But yeah, I'm a bath person, so I love a bath. I love doing a full skincare regime. New pajamas, changing my bed.
I need a new pair of pajamas. I need to order some.
Yeah,
but you know, you should add a good pair of pajamas.
I've got some fresh that are quite good, like silky pinstripe ones.
Oh,
I'm not a silk pajama fan,
but they're like part cotton, part silk, so it's good.
Okay, I was gonna say, I'm not a silk fan because if I look when you're sleeping, I must sweat.
I used to think that, but no. We're in England, babes. It doesn't even get that hot anymore, especially now.
Yeah, to be fair.
It does when Russell's cuddling up to you all night, doesn't it?
Yeah, my turn to roll back over.
Tricky.
All I'm saying is Russell loves a cuddle and Anne's having none of it.
No, you're making me out like...
She pies him nightly, God bless him. Poor
you
boy.
You make me out like a right cow, but I love a cuddle, but when I want to sleep, I want to sleep. I can't spoon and sleep.
Oh, no. Cuddle the life out of me at any given time unless I'm stressed.
No, cuddle me until I go, time's up, head in the pillow, off we go. I'm off to sleep. No.
Oh, no. Spoon.
No messing.
A spoon to go to sleep. Oh,
I don't mind a spoon, but I can just never sleep because he moves so much. He moves so much in his sleep. It's a joke. So if he's holding on to me, he wakes me up. So I just have a nice sleep.
You need single beds, babe.
Yeah, the thing is,
beds pushed together.
When you, oh god, no, that's like a hotel room vibe.
Babe, want a little bit of candy?
that was you and Sophie in Parma.
Yeah, love it.
Two singles pushed together.
Love it, girls.
Sorry, I'm not being rude. I'm just ordering a delivery because I cannot be bothered.
Oh, what are you getting?
Don't ask me what I'm going to have because I don't know.
Oh. Hey, Joey, can I make a recommendation?
Go on.
Gusto.
Oh, why would I do that though?
That's not deliberate.
No, no, not now. Obviously, treat yourself to a takeaway.
Oh my God,
now.
Love Gusto. And in January, well, outside of a pandemic, but Gusto run for January, this promotion where everything's 50% off. So I hammer Gusto in January.
Well, listen, love, if you want another one, I'll send you my code. I'll get £20 credit and you'll get 50% off.
Oh my God, hook me up.
I've been sending it to all my friends, but they're fucking having none of this.
This episode is not sponsored by Gusto. Not sponsored but if by you Gusto. Would like to, I love all your products.
Send some my way.
Send some my way, baby.
So, Joey, are you seeing Kiana Ledé in May?
Do you think it's going to go ahead?
Well, it was meant to happen in October and it keeps getting postponed, but tickets are only £16, so get yourself down there, love.
Yeah, because I knew when you said keep it moving, I thought, oh, fucking keep it moving.
Keep it moving. What is it? What is that intro to the song?
I am a single queen.
You know, it's another song.
It's another song and it's like, wait, it's this one. Wait a minute. Wait, because
it's... Play the track.
Ticket to the bridge.
I am a single queen. You know the.
It's not that one. It's. Hug them all. They will hurt everyone's feelings.
Yeah, that is that one.
Yeah, that is it. Oh, man, these days.
Fuck them all. They hurt everyone's feelings and fuck them all. That album got me through the first part of lockdown.
Absolutely same, didn't it?
Oh.
Mm. Right, yeah. Joey, you're coming to the concert.
Yeah, I'm down.
16 quid. Get M loves as well. Love. Yeah, get M as well.
M loves it too. I'm actually going to buy the tickets when we get off this.
£16.
But I can't see that happening, hon.
Well, but if it gets postponed,
it'll just get pushed back, and we'll see you in 2023. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. I can't.
No, not 2023.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen in May, but if it gets pushed back, I've still got my £16 ticket to see Canada Day, so...
Oh, fuck off. Actually, do you know what I've just thought?
What?
You know why I ordered them tickets from that website? And I was like, Soph, is this dodgy? They've never come.
No, ours haven't come yet. They don't come until, like, a month before.
I was going to say, I'm chatting shit then. I'm not going.
No,
I'm done. I had my pants pulled down.
They won't come until, like, everything's confirmed.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, listen, we'll be in Albert Schloss, 25th of July. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
See you there, mate.
Whether it's closed or we're outside.
Yeah. Whether Anne's chundering in that wine bucket or not, we'll be there.
Oh, dear. What a night.
Oh, my period breakout.
Right, before we start going into my drunken stories again, we'll finish this little podcast with our quotes for the week.
Yes.
Have you got one, Joey?
But no, my favorite quote is, no one is you and that is your power. And I've been asked that before and it's so true, because you'll compare yourself to everyone else, but actually there's no point, because no one is you and there's no two people the same in this world. So that was
cool. Sorry. Wow. So just interrupting the quote, Joey, this is mad for me. Obviously, I've had a couple of roses and I'm getting confident. But,
all right.
Right. So do you remember Gemma Keefley? She was in uni when I was in uni, and your boyfriend at the time, she shot him and you done the makeup.
We were in Blackpool.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah. She said to me, so I was quite good friends with her at the time. She was like, yeah. And her girlfriend done the makeup. And I followed you on Instagram then. It's mad for me to see you now, like, on a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just mad.
Small world. Yeah.
It's such a small world.
I remember that, actually. That was such a fun day.
Yeah.
And her stuff was so sick.
Yeah, I think she won an award. Yeah, she was styling.
Yeah.
But fashion promotion and styling were together in the first year. So that's how we become friends. Then we split up. But yeah, we just go way back. I mean, do you know what I mean? I go way back with you. You don't go way back with me.
Basically besties, babes.
Yeah. It's just mad though that, like, to see your page grow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm grateful I did it when I did, because trying to grow on Instagram now must be hell. It was.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Do you know what though? Through lockdown, I went from, I think I was on like 15 and 20K. I wasn't on that much. And the first 6 months of lockdown is when I reached like 65K. I gained like 40,000 in the first 6 months.
Which is
crazy. I was getting thousands a day. thousands a day. I'd never seen growth like it. But I was posting like 3 times a day. It was crazy. Crazy. And it's crazy because I've since then, the growth has been so steady, which is fine. I always think steady growth is better. But oh, it was great because I was posting and it was growing and it just felt so good. Yeah, that was a great time.
Love it.
Great time.
The price. Have you got your quote?
Me?
You got your quote for the week, darling?
You're going to be like, YOLO, YOLO next.
No, my quote is, if you ain't crocking, you ain't rocking. No. My quote is, in order to love who you are, you cannot hate the experiences that shaped you.
Oh,
I mean, do you know what I mean? Isn't it?
That was great.
Oh, I feel like mine shit now compared to yours. Okay, this is, my quote is, make people feel good about themselves, but never forget that you are people too.
Oh, I love that too. Wholesome, Annie. Very wholesome.
That feeds into one that I saw, which was my close second quote. Treat people with the love. No, treat yourself with the love you give to other people.
Yeah.
I mean, that feeds into that one nicely, Anne.
I think you should have quit your first one, though. It was very much better.
Well, I'm going with both.
Okay.
Rush, just edit them both in. Nice little transition.
Let me see. Okay, my quote is, this is my body, my only body. I give it love, respect, and gratitude.
Preach.
Yes, yes, baby.
Facts. Even on the bad days.
Even on the bad days.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
It's very important.
Well, this has been lovely.
Oh, this has been so nice. Thanks for coming on.
It's been a great time.
I've
gone
as far as to say this was our best episode.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be bold.
I feel like I'm really good at this because everyone says that when I go on their podcast or their show.
You're very...
Love it.
Well spoken, and you actually start a sentence and go know where you're going with it. Whereas I need to learn how to do that.
Even like explaining that is long.
Like even.
Do you know what it is? I really need to shout out my primary school teachers because I was always picked to read in assembly, and I feel like it's really set me up for the life that I'm living now.
Yeah,
can't relate. Shout out.
But on a real note, right? I think it's been so lovely just to listen to you, like so insightful. Do you know what I mean? Because you think
refreshing.
Yeah, because you think it's just pictures, isn't it, to anyone else? But there's so much more to it.
Yeah. I always feel so good after I do stuff like this because low-key, I do inspire and motivate myself. Like when people say to me, who is your biggest like inspiration? I'm like, me. Because part of me does feel that like the things I've come through, the chances I've taken, like the things I've overcome and the courage, love and humility I still have. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, yo, bitch, that I do inspire myself, and not even from a bad place, just from a place of like, yeah, keep on.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like it radiates, and that's why you are where you are.
Yeah.
It's true though, isn't it? Like you can see when someone's
fake. I think you can see when someone's genuine. You can just feel it, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can feel the vibe.
Or the vibes.
Oh gosh, here we go. Kiana fan club. Woo.
Yeah.
Join us next week when we go through Kiana's album.
Listen, Annie. Well, no, you'll see. I can't talk about it, but
shut the fuck up. Are you in the club with Kiana?
Can you tell me like offline? Or can you not tell me at all? Like, my lips are sealed anyway, but like,
no,
can you
I
not
just
even?
Can't.
If
even
you're
just
doing
for me,
collab with
because
Kiana, gets backstage on it though.
I'm not.
don't mug us off.
I might be doing something that you guys might enjoy later on down the line.
Ooh, that could be anything.
She's in the music.
I feel like
video. I love.
No, if you're doing an album, no. Can we do an intro like the Kiana one? But just us three.
My friend moved this.
You know the chips.
You'll be like, if you're not cracking, you're not cracking.
Take it to the bridge.
No, let her face change. Fuck off, man. Don't.
Yeah. No. No.
I think if we say the word Crocs enough times, it would just be ingrained in her head. She always got to Robin, like, do you know what I fancy buying? Crocs.
No, it's going to come up on her phone on her Instagram.
You've been
suggested. Crocs.
Can you
next
stop?
Post, Crocs. Caption.
Right, guys, I'm going because you said Crocs way too many times and I'm getting a bit hot.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You guys. Good luck with the podcast and everything, too. You're very good at it.
Thank you. And we can't wait to see what's coming on the line.
And we need to catch up. That's not on a podcast either.
Yes. Yeah, we do.
Well, when you and Emma, if Em's with you, we can always meet you in town, go out for a couple of drinks.
Yeah, when we're free.
Yeah.
100%. That'd be great. Would love that.
Oh, and everyone who's listening, if you don't know already, which you probably do, her Instagram is Joey Zarlin with two N's. I've done my research.
That is the key.
And on that note, we will call for a commercial break.
Thank you and good night. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
So guys, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. We hope you really enjoyed listening to Joey. I feel like she's filled us all with wisdom to go into the week with.
I know, I feel inspired.
We all feel inspired. We're all going to quit our jobs.
I feel uplifted. I'm quitting my job tomorrow.
But yeah, thank you for listening. We hope this has been something a bit different and we've touched on topics and we've had like a first insider's view on everything.
Yeah,
into the whole
the depths of it all,
and to not take social media too seriously, take everything with a pinch of salt.
And not only that, just love yourself. Literally love yourself, know your worth. Do you don't worry about anyone else,
period.
And what do we do, girls? We keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Right, we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Oh, no, wait, before we do that. Also, guys, make sure to follow us over at Get It Off Your Chebs podcast on Instagram. Give us a follow. Message us any dilemmas, any questions, what you want to hear from us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give us a little rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
Message us. Tell us what you think. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. We want some feedback.
And also, we know you don't want to miss an episode, so go follow us on Spotify too.
Go on then,
do it. We dare you.
Double dare you. Fucking get to it.
On that note, bye.
Bye.